Hello, everyone. Brandon Julian here, the host of The Update. Once a month, we go into the Update Vault to play you an episode from my list of personal favorites that I've accumulated over the years of doing this program. For this month's episode, we're going into year number 2 of this program, to May of 2018. My favorite episode for this month has to do with when President Trump took us out of the Iran nuclear deal, and all the ramifications, of course, that came with that. Of course, by this point, it was very, very clear that not a lot of people were favorable of the president at the time, which would lead, of course, to the midterms later on that year. And I went to Washington later on that year to talk about said ramifications. But just the shock of it at the moment and what it would possibly mean for all the parties involved that agreed to this Iran nuclear deal. It's why it's one of my personal favorite episodes for this month of April. Enjoy.
You're listening to The Update with Brandon Julian on New York's only EDM station. This is 90.3 WKRB, Kingsborough Community College, Brooklyn, New York. On our broadcast tonight, exiting stage left. More local prosecutors say they are also investigating allegations of abuse by New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Avoiding trouble, the top law enforcement official at the Port Authority has retired amid an investigation after a radio host told listeners that he had received a police escort. Taking care of business, the Rockets and the Warriors can each wrap up series wins in their Western Conference semifinal matchups tonight. And against the world, in the wake of President Trump announcing that the U.S. will not come back to the Iran nuclear deal, the new U.S. ambassador to Germany is advising German companies to stop doing business in Iran. The Update with Brandon Julian begins now. From WKRB's world headquarters in New York, this is The Update with Brandon Julian. Good evening, everyone. Approaching 5 o'clock tonight on this Tuesday evening. I'm Brandon Julian. Thanks for joining us tonight. We have a lot of news to get to this evening. But of course, we begin in Washington, where President Trump, in a ceremony today, announced that the U.S. will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and will reinstate sanctions. In a televised address from the White House, President Trump said, quote, "The United States does not make empty threats." Trump said, of course, that the 2015 agreement, which included Germany, France, and Britain, was a horrible one-sided deal that should have never, ever been made. He added that the United States will be instituting the highest level of economic sanctions. French President Emmanuel Macron said his country, Britain, and Germany all regretted Trump's decision. The Treasury Department also said that there will be, quote, certain 90-day and 180-day wind-down periods, but didn't specify which sanctions would fall under which timelines. The Treasury said that at the end of those periods, the sanctions will be in full effect. We're going to talk about this in our U.S. update at 5:40 this evening. Meanwhile, turning back to local news here in the tri-state area, a tragedy at a New Jersey high school today is we're learning that a 14-year-old freshman collapsed and died earlier today. According to WABC-TV out of Somerset, New Jersey, a 14-year-old freshman collapsed and died during gym class earlier this morning. The Franklin Township School District confirmed that the student was unresponsive after the incident, which happened on the field at Franklin High School just after 9 a.m. Staff performs CPR and the boy was rushed to the hospital. Sadly, he still died a short time later. School officials say counseling is being provided to both staff and students. The district released a statement in quote, "At approximately 9:10 a.m. during a physical education class on the field of Franklin High School, a 14-year-old male ninth-grade student became unresponsive. 911 was called, and the physical education staff of the high school immediately began CPR. We are providing counseling to our staff and students. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the students' family at this time." WKRB News Time is now 5:02. Meanwhile, in the Kew Gardens section of Queens, a suspect that was sought for in a brutal Queens attack has now been arrested in South Carolina. According to WABC-TV, police say Ronald Williams was taken into custody at a motel in Columbia, South Carolina. The NYPD had released released photos and video during the course of their manhunt, and also issued a $10,000 reward for information that was leading to his arrest. The 52-year-old victim in this attack remains hospitalized after Williams allegedly beat her beyond recognition and broke her neck after she had just dropped the child off at school and was walking to the grocery store. It happened in the vicinity of 72nd Road in Casino Boulevard in Kew Gardens Hills on April 30th. Officials said that she also may have been sexually assaulted. WKRB News Time is now 5:03. Not too long ago, he was one of the most powerful Democrats in the state of New York. Tonight, he is resigning his office in disgrace, as we learned that Long Island prosecutors say that they are investigating allegations of abuse by New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who has promised to resign by the end of business today. Four women accused the Democrat of physical violence in a New Yorker article that was released last night. The women say some of the alleged abuse occurred in the Hamptons in Suffolk County, and one says that he drove drunk there. Two of the women went on the record and said that Schneiderman hit them without their consent and often after drinking. But Schneiderman says that he engaged in, quote, role-playing and other consensual sexual activity, but didn't assault anyone. He also didn't address the drunken driving claim. Neither woman filed police reports, but both say that they sought out medical attention. NYPD Police Commissioner James O'Neill says that they will work with the district's attorney's office in investigating the allegations here in New York. On to some of the other news of this Tuesday evening, and we learned today that a popular New York City bakery chain says it will expand across the entire United States by opening as many as 200 franchises over the next 5 years. Magnolia Bakery Chief Executive Steve Abrams says the company plans to go into about 50 of the top markets in the country, with at least 3 locations in each. The Wall Street Journal reports that Magnolia has not worked out financial details like franchising fees or for potential partners as of yet. The privately owned bakery, which started out in 1996 at a spot in Greenwich Village, has grown to encompass 6 stores in New York, plus stores in Boston, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Abrams says Magnolia will continue to operate company-owned stores. WKRB News Time is now going on 5:06. We know President Trump has gone through a lot of lawyers, the last one being Ty Cobb, who is retiring at the end of this month. And now President Trump is growing increasingly irritated with lawyer Rudy Giuliani's frequently off-message media blitz. Giuliani has muddied the waters on hush money paid to porn actress Stormy Daniels, and has also made claims that could complicate the president's standing in the special counsel's Russia probe. Trump has started questioning whether Giuliani, the former New York City mayor, should be sidelined from television interviews. That's according to two people that are familiar with the president's thinking, but are not authorized to speak publicly about private discussions. Trump also expressed annoyance that Giuliani's theatrics have breathed new life into the Daniels' story and also expanded its lifespan. It's a concern shared by Trump allies who think Giuliani is only generating more legal and political trouble for the White House. Meanwhile, in Manhattan federal court, lawyers for Jay-Z say the Security and Exchange Commission is starstruck in its quest to interview the rapper in connection with a financial probe. The lawyers told U.S. District Judge Paul Gardefee at a Manhattan hearing today why the SEC shouldn't question Jay-Z for more than one day. Gardefee last week challenged the lawyers to say why Jay-Z shouldn't have to submit to interviews for as many days as necessary. Jay-Z's lawyers argued in court papers yesterday that he's too busy getting ready for a world tour and that the SEC appears to be on a celebrity hunt. They also say he doesn't have much relevant knowledge to add to an SEC probe of the Iconics brand group. Jay-Z sold his Rockaware apparel brand to Iconics back in 2007. WKRB News Time is now 5:08. We all know the annual Met Gala. It's known as a magnet for celebrities from Hollywood, music, sports, and of course, fashion. And there were plenty of those this year, but also some interesting new faces grabbing the spotlight. One of them was the Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan. The real-life Cardinal got some star treatment on an evening where all the other stars were trying to find the best way to channel the evening's theme of Catholicism and also its influence on fashion. Strolling the museum's galleries, one could also find a former presidential candidate. Mitt Romney was there along with his wife, Anne, and he pronounced himself thrilled to see the ornate objects on display from the Sistine Chapel, Sarsity, at the Vatican, many of which have never been seen outside of Rome. Also, we talked about this yesterday, a collection of artwork put together by billionaire David Rockefeller and includes pieces from Pablo Picasso, Claude Monet, and Georgia O'Keeffe are going up for auction. Christie says the sale, starting today, could bring in more than $500 million, which will be distributed to a number of philanthropies Rockefeller and his wife Peggy supported in their lifetimes. Rockefeller was the grandson of Standard Oil founder John D. Rockefeller. He died in March of last year at the age of 101. The couple amassed a massive collection of art, furniture, ceramics, statuary, and decor. This evening's sale focuses on 19th and 20th century art and also includes works from Paul Gauguin and Henri Matisse. Art of the Americas will go on the block on Wednesday night. WKRB News Time is now 5:10. From the state capitol in Albany we go to tonight, and dozens of names of law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty have been added to the State of New York Police Officers Memorial in Albany. The State Department of Criminal Justice Services says 51 names joined the names of 1,453 officers already inscribed on the memorial located on the Empire State Plaza, which is near the state capitol. About 400 law enforcement members from across the state and relatives of fallen officers attended this afternoon's annual Police Officers Memorial Remembrance Ceremony. The 51 officers included 48 men and 3 women. They include 6 line of duty deaths last year. Another 23 died from what law enforcement officials say were ground zero related illnesses. and another 22 are historical deaths that occurred decades ago through an NYPD research project. Meanwhile, across the river in Newark, New Jersey, one top official is trying to avoid trouble. The top law enforcement official at the Port Authority has retired tonight amid an investigation after radio host Rush Limbaugh told listeners he received a police escort. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey said yesterday that Michael Fedorko will step down immediately. Limbaugh said on air last month he'd received an escort from Newark Liberty International Airport to the city, where he was appearing at a Marine Corps law enforcement gala. Port Authority Chairman Kevin O'Toole said recently an internal inquiry was active. Fedorko fought in the Vietnam War and later served 31 years with the New Jersey State Police and 2 terms with the State Casino Control Commission. He was named Port Authority Police Superintendent and a Director of Public Safety in 2009. WKRB News Time is now 5:12. Finally, this evening in New Haven, Connecticut, 2 New York men who defrauded millions of dollars from investors through a bogus yacht-sharing club and a stock scheme have both been sentenced to 6 years in prison. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Connecticut announced yesterday that 43-year-old Thomas Heafy Jr. of East Moriches of New York and 41-year-old Brian Fioroli of Sayville were sentenced in New Haven. Both men had previously pled guilty to multiple offenses, including conspiracy charges. Authorities say Heafy and Fioroli told investors their money would be used to develop a membership-based timeshare club with a fleet of yachts that members privately owned. But prosecutors say the men kept much of the $1.3 million that they had solicited. Investigators say the Paris's stock pump-and-dump scheme netted them nearly $2 million. WKRB News Time now 5:14. There is a lot to come still on the update for this Tuesday evening. When we come back, the weather's looking good, and the rails are looking pretty good, too. Your traffic and weather together is coming up next. And then we're going to talk sports this evening, including taking care of business. The Rockets and the Warriors can each wrap up series wins in their Western Conference semifinal matchups tonight. We will talk about that when the update with Brandy Julian for a Tuesday evening here on 90.3 WKRB returns in just 60 seconds.
Streaming live from Brooklyn to wherever you are. The update will be right back on 90.3 WKRB and WKRB.org.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Brandon Julian, of all the radio stations in New York, we're one of them. This is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB. Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies, it's time for traffic and weather together. WKRB News Time now 5:16. Let's get you started with a check of the local subways this evening. Your southbound D trains are running express from 9th Avenue to 62nd Street because of a passenger that needs medical assistance
at Fort Hamilton Parkway, so expect delays right now on your southbound Ds. Also, because of a long-term flooding protection in the Rockaways, there's no A-train service to and from Beach 116th Street in the AM and PM rush hours until May 18th. Any trains that were scheduled to go there will be terminating at Euclid Avenue instead. There's also no Rockaway Park shuttle service available at Broad Channel. All shuttle trains are running every 20 minutes between Beach 116th Street and then running over the A line to Far Rockaway Mott Avenue. Also, this just in, your southbound R trains are running on the Q line from Canal Street to DeKalb Avenue. This is because of signal problems at Whitehall Street South Ferry. So expect delays on your N, Q, R, and W trains. Other than that, all your other subways are running on or close to schedule. Let's go from the rails and take a look at what's happening out on the roads tonight. We begin on I-95 southbound in the Bronx. We have an accident blocking the right lane at the Sheridan Expressway over at exit 4A. You back it up to the Bruckner Interchange over at exit number 6. In Manhattan, we have police department activity at Union Square East over at 16th Street, so you might want to allow some additional travel time there. Going back to the Bronx, I-87 going southbound. The road surface is in poor condition over at 230th Street, exit 10. You're backed up to the Moshaloo Parkway over at exit 12. And also I-87 northbound, an accident at 233rd Street, exit 13. You backed up to the Cross Bronx Expressway at exit 7 near the ramps to the George Washington Bridge. Alternate side parking and meter rules are in effect, and garbage and recycling is on schedule. Let's take a first look right now at our exclusive WKRB forecast. You've been outside today. You know, we've had a beauty of a day. It really feels like we've had Goldilocks weather. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. I mean, it's just it's just right for this time of year. For the rest of today, we'll have sunny skies. Our highs will be in the upper 60s. For tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Our lows will be in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow for your Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. Our highs will be in the upper 60s. Currently outside right now, JFK Airport, it is 64 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Our humidity is at 60%. Our winds are out of the southeast at 12 miles per hour. 64 degrees. We are going down to the lower 50s this evening. WKRB News time is now 5:19.
Now, with the latest scores and highlights, it's time for the sports update.
So the Rockets and the Warriors are trying to take care of business, wrapping up series wins in their Western Conference semifinal matchups tonight. But the Utah Jazz are hoping that they can recreate the success they had against Houston in game two, when they led by as many as 19 points early and held on for a 116-108 win. If the Warriors can beat the Pelicans for a 15th straight home playoff win, they would tie the Chicago Bulls for an NBA record. Shifting over to baseball, no one likes domestic assault anywhere, especially in baseball. But Toronto Blue Jays closer Roberto Osuna has been charged with assault. But Toronto police declined to say today whether it was domestic assault. The 23-year-old reliever is scheduled to appear in court on June 18th. The native of Mexico is in his fourth major league season. WKRB News time now 5:20. Finally tonight, spotting the best mark in the entire National League, the Diamondbacks will visit Los Angeles to face the Dodgers, renewing their National League West rivalry, with the Dodgers struggling with injuries. But while teammate A.J. Pollock for the Diamondbacks has been on a tear at the plate, Diamondbacks slugger Paul Goldschmidt is hitless in his last 23 at-bats. The five-time All-Star is batting .225 so far this year. Left-hander Rich Hill, who hasn't pitched since April 14th because of inflammation of the middle finger on his pitching hand, is expected to come off the DL and start for the Dodgers. If you're interested more in the local teams, the Yankees are at home to play the Red Sox tonight at 7:05 in the battle for first place. Luis Severino, coming off a complete game shutout his last time out, goes for the Yankees. Drew Pomeranz goes for Boston. And the Mets are in Cincinnati to play the Reds tonight at 7:10. Jason Vargas, who has struggled in the early going for the Mets so far, he's 0-3 as a Met because he had two starts in 07 and a couple starts this year so far. So he's 0-3. ERA of about 16.3. It's not good. Luis Castillo gets the ball for the Reds. WKRB News Time now 5:22. When we come back on the update this evening, it is time to talk about the weirder but true stories we had out there. And it's a sad day in the animal world as an animal who gained fame by making annual Super Bowl picks, usually sometimes incorrectly, has died. We'll tell you about which animal in just 1 minute. This is the update with Brian and Julian on a Tuesday evening on 90.3 WKRB.
Not near your radio and want to listen to us on the go? Download the TuneIn app and search for WKRB or download the KBCC mobile app.
Hey, everyone. You know, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. That felt good, huh? Just like that, we had a nice special sort of moment together. Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They could be loud moments, goofy moments, sporty moments, dorky moments. Moments where we talk or walk or just hang out. It doesn't really matter. They all count. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. Sounds like somebody agrees. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Today, call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Brandon Julian. Paging common sense. Paging common sense. Is there any common sense left in the room? This is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB. Welcome back to The Update with Brandon Julian here on 90.3 WKRB. We are also streaming online right now, WKRB.org. It is a very busy Tuesday evening for us. We still have a lot to get to tonight. It's a beautiful sunny day out there. If you're stepping out the door this evening, we're going down to the lower 50s. We'll have another look at our WKRB forecast about 10 minutes from now, 5:34. Calvin Harris, this is what you came for. I know this is what you came for, as our WKRB news time is now, 5:24. It's time to talk about the weirder but true stories we have for this Tuesday evening. And we begin in Ogden, Utah. We all know that Star Wars Day was a couple days ago, so still, may the Force be with you, but the Force is with them. You see, a Utah couple became parents of a boy and a girl on Star Wars Day, Friday, May the 4th. Of course, we all know the day is celebrated by Star Wars fans because it sounds like the movie's line, "May the Force be with you." Kendall and Ross Robbins said on Monday they named the children Rowan Luke and Kai Leia and decorated their nursery in a Star Wars theme. Of course, their middle names are the two main figures in the movie franchise. The couple says they chose to be induced on May 4th and had other middle names picked out just in case, but didn't need to use them. As Kendall Robbins says, the Force is strong with them. The twins' home nursery is decorated in a Star Wars theme, and this story was first reported by KSTU-TV in Salt Lake City. Of course, as we all know, I was out. We were out on the road on Friday at Six Flags Great Adventure, so I didn't get a chance to celebrate Star Wars Day. Although does celebrating, although does riding on roller coasters count as celebrating Star Wars Day? Well, I guess we'll never know then, won't we? Finally tonight, we go to Norwalk, Connecticut. And a harbor seal that gains some fame by making annual Super Bowl picks, usually incorrectly, has died at a Connecticut museum. The 35-year-old seal was named Orange and had been at the Maritime Aquarium in Norfolk, in Norwalk, since 2005. The aquarium said yesterday that Orange had been going treatment for cancer. Orange was the aquarium's oldest seal. She was found stranded as a pup in 1982 and was rehabilitated at the National Aquarium in Baltimore before moving to Connecticut. For the past 7 years, she would predict a Super Bowl winner by swimming to the window of her tank and putting her nose on a picture of the helmet of one of the two competing teams. She was right only twice, and they were both recently, the New England Patriots in 2017 and the Philadelphia Eagles this year. I mean, if she did have to, I mean, sad that she died, but if she went out, at least she went out on a high note. WKRB News, time now 527. We'll talk about what happened on this day in history a little later on the broadcast tonight, but we have a lot of developing news to get to. President Trump pulls the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal. A 14-year-old collapses and dies during gym class in a New Jersey high school. And a suspect in a brutal Queens attack has been arrested in South Carolina. Plus, your traffic and weather together, and we'll go to Wall Street and talk some business news. When the update with Brandon Julian for a Tuesday evening returns in just 2 minutes.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. I'm realizing that I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I'm realizing that I think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to 90.3 WKRB, New York's only EDM station. And now, Brandon Julian with an hour of news and information and your exclusive WKRB forecast. This is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB and WKRB.org. Everything you need to know, because anything can happen in New York. Good evening, everyone, at 5:31 on this Tuesday evening. I'm Brandon Julian. Thanks for staying with us on The Update tonight. It's time to give you a recap of our top stories, and we begin in Washington. We're in a White House televised ceremony. President Trump announced that the U.S. will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and will reinstate sanctions. He said, quote, "The United States does not make empty threats." He said that the 2015 agreement, which included Germany, France, and Britain, was a horrible one-sided deal that should never, ever have been made. He added that the United States will be, quote, "instituting the highest level of economic sanction." Of course, Trump's decision now means that Iran's government must now debate whether to follow the U.S. and withdraw or try to salvage of what's left with the deal. French President Emmanuel Macron said his country, Britain, and Germany all regretted Trump's decision. The Treasury Department said that there will be certain 90-day and 180-day wind-down periods, but he didn't specify, they didn't specify, on which sanctions would fall under which timelines. The Treasury says that at the end of those periods, the sanctions will be in full effect. Meanwhile, turning locally to New Jersey, a tragedy at a New Jersey high school as a 14-year-old freshman collapsed and died during gym class at a New Jersey high school earlier this morning. According to WABC-TV out of Somerset, New Jersey, the Franklin Township School District confirmed the student was unresponsive after the incident, which happened on the field at Franklin High School just after 9 a.m. The staff performed CPR and the boy was rushed to the hospital. Sadly, he died a short time later. The district released a statement in, quote, "At approximately 9:10 a.m. during a physical education class on the field of Franklin High School, a 14-year-old male ninth-grade student became unresponsive. 911 was called, and the physical education staff at the high school immediately began CPR. At approximately 11:15 a.m., after the student was taken to Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, we learned that the student had passed away. We are providing counseling to our staff and students, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the student's family at this time." Meanwhile, out in Queens, a suspect that was sought for in a brutal Queens attack has been arrested in South Carolina. According to WABC-TV out of the Kew Gardens Hill section, police say that Ronald Williams was taken into custody at a hotel in Columbia, South Carolina. The NYPD had released photos and video during the course of their manhunt, and it even offered a $10,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. Of course, the 52-year-old victim in this attack remains hospitalized after Williams allegedly beat her beyond recognition and broke her neck after she had just dropped the child off at a school and was walking to the grocery store. It happened in the vicinity of 72nd Road and Casino Boulevard in Kew Gardens Hills on April 30th. Officials said that she also may have been sexually assaulted. Police said the woman was dragged into the outside stairwell of a nearby apartment building, where residents heard banging on the apartment door and buzzers ringing, possibly the woman trying to get help. She was then found by the building superintendent. Those are our top stories tonight on The Update. For this Tuesday evening, let us get you home in the p.m. rush hour, whether it's by subway or by road. WKRB News Time is now 5:35.
Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies, it's time for traffic and weather together.
Let's get you started with a check of your subways. Your D trains have resumed after an earlier passenger needed medical assistance at Fort Hamilton Parkway. Also, some of your R trains are running on the Q line in both directions from Canal Street to DeKalb Avenue. Expect delays on your N, Q, R, and W trains. This is because of ongoing signal problems at South Ferry. Any passengers at bypassed R train stations in Lower Manhattan can request a block ticket from station agents to re-enter the system for service on other nearby lines. Other than that, all your other subways are running on or close to schedule, briefly on the road's new accident on the Bruckner Expressway going westbound at 149th Street. It backed up to White Plains Road. Alternate site parking and meter rules are in effect, and garbage and recycling is on schedule. Let's take another look right now at our exclusive WKRB forecast. If you were outside today, you know we've had just a beautiful day. We haven't had a lot of clouds, the sunshine has reigned supreme, and we're going to keep it going for the next several days. But we do have a chance of rain going into Thursday. So for the rest of today, we'll have sunny skies. Our highs will be in the upper 60s. Tonight, after the sun goes down, we'll have mostly clear skies this evening, and we'll become partly cloudy. Our lows will be in the lower 50s. Tomorrow for your Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. Our highs will be in the upper 60s. Wednesday night, we'll have partly cloudy skies. Our lows will be in the mid-50s. And then on Thursday, we'll have partly sunny skies in the morning, then turning mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our highs will be in the lower 70s. And then for your Mother's Day on Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, highs in the lower 70s. It's decent for Mom. Currently out at JFK Airport, it is 64 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Our humidity is at 60%. Our winds are out of the southeast at 12 miles per hour. 64 degrees. We are going down to the lower 50s this evening. WKRB News Time is now 5:37. Let's talk some business news right now on this Tuesday. Stocks ended little change after on oil prices fell after President Trump said the U.S. was withdrawing from a landmark nuclear deal with Iran and wouldn't reimpose sanctions on the country. We're going to talk about that in our U.S. update in just a moment. But the price of oil ended nearly 2.5% lower today, paring some of its earlier losses. Gains in banks and industrial companies were offset by losses in healthcare and consumer goods stocks. Comcast, the cable company, fell over 5.5% after Reuters reported that the company wants to make a new offer for the entertainment business that 21st Century Fox agreed to sell to Disney. When it was all said and done at the end of the day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose only 2 points to 24,360. The S&P 500 fell fractionally, and the NASDAQ rose only 1 point. Finally, this evening, out of Seattle, Washington, tech moguls Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg are teaming up to develop new technologies for kids with trouble learning, which will include dabbling into child brain science. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative said today that they will begin exploring a number of education research and potential pilot projects together. They'll focus on math, writing, and brain functions in classroom learning. They are now asking for information and ideas from across sectors, from education to academia to business, technology, and medicine. No dollar amount has been set for carrying out any of the potential projects. The philanthropic leaders said technology is not a primary focus, but they can recognize the role it can play. WKRB News Time now 5:40. When we come back on the update tonight, it is time to talk some national news, including going against the world in the wake of President Trump pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal. Now we're learning the new U.S. ambassador to Germany is advising German companies to stop doing business in Iran. We lead off with that when the update with Brandon Julian for a Tuesday evening returns in just 60 seconds. Keep it tuned in to WKRB. The update returns in a moment.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Listen to us on Mixcloud to know more about the stories that matter to you and to prepare more for the weather ahead. And did you miss any episodes of the update? Listen to any episode anytime at mixcloud.com/theupdate. Also, follow us on Twitter at @WKRBupdate.
Welcome back to The Update with Brandon and Julie, New York 90.3 WKRB. We are also streaming online on WKRB.org. Our WKRB news time is now 5:42. It is time to talk some national news on this Tuesday evening. And of course, we begin with the Iran nuclear deal. President Trump made an announcement this afternoon that the U.S. would be pulling out of the agreement. And now we're learning that the new U.S. ambassador to Germany is advising German companies to stop doing business in Iran. In a tweet just hours after he officially took up his duties, Ambassador Richard Grenell noted today that Trump said American, quote, sanctions will target critical sectors of Iran's economy. He added, quote, German companies doing business in Iran should wind down operations immediately. Germany has Europe's biggest economy and is one of the countries that negotiated the 2015 agreement along with fellow European powers in France and Britain. Of course, Trump announced earlier today in Washington that the U.S. would be pulling out of the landmark nuclear deal. The deal lifted most U.S. and international sanctions against Iran, which in turn agreed to restrictions on its nuclear program and rigorous inspections. Meanwhile, in the wake of it, U.S. President Trump has spoken with French President Emmanuel Macron ahead of announcing the deal. Macron's office said the two spoke earlier today about peace and stability in the Mideast without elaborating. As we all know, Macron vigorously supports the 2015 nuclear deal and tried to persuade Trump to stay committed to it during a visit to Washington last month. Macron suggested there could be a way to move toward a new agreement that would address Trump's concerns as well as Iran's ballistic missile program and involvement in Middle East conflicts. France played an important role in negotiating the deal, holding an especially tough line against Iran's nuclear activities. Trump has, of course, repeatedly criticized the deal. The agreement required Iran to curb its nuclear enrichment program in exchange for relief from international sanctions. WKRB News Time is now 5:44. Meanwhile, after his speech, President Trump announced that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is en route to North Korea ahead of Trump's planned meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump said this afternoon that Pompeo will be arriving in the country shortly and has meetings scheduled there. It is Pompeo's second known visit to the country. Trump had revealed last month that Pompeo also met with Kim over Easter weekend. And Trump says the time and date of his planned meeting with Kim have now been agreed to, but he's yet to reveal where or when it will happen. Meanwhile, in Helena, Montana, a former prosecutor says authorities nearly caught a drug trafficking fugitive in Spain 28 years ago, before he was arrested trying to walk across the U.S.-Canada border last month. Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Martin Klotz says Spanish agents with an international warrant were a day late raiding an apartment where Jacob Moritz was staying in 1990. Klotz said today that Moritz's trail went cold after that, until U.S. Border Patrol agents arrested him last month, walking from Canada into Montana. Moritz pleaded not guilty yesterday to charges that include conspiracy to import heroin and marijuana. He's one of four defendants accused of smuggling more than 120 tons of drugs into the U.S. between 1971 and 1985. WKRB News Time is now 5:46. Back to Washington, where President Trump's Political Action Committee is airing ads in West Virginia, urging Democratic Senator Joe Manchin to support his pick to run the CIA. The ads are paid for by America First, and they're running as Republican primary voters decide today who will face the second-term Democrat in a fall election that both parties see as critical to Senate control. In the ad, CIA director nominee Gina Haspel is described as a, quote, a decorated intelligence officer admired by allies around the globe with bipartisan support. Of course, Haspel is the acting director and would be the first woman to be confirmed. But she has faced questions about involvement in the intelligence agency's past program of detaining and brutally interrogating terrorism suspects. The ad concludes, call Senator Manchin. Tell him to support Gina Haspel for CIA director. We will talk some more U.S. news in 1 minute, including how another attorney general says it was absolutely right for the New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, to resign in the wake of physical assault allegations. WKRB News Time is now 5:48.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
WKRB News Time is now 5:49. Back here in New York, we all know Attorney General Eric Schneiderman will resign by the end of business today. And Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey says the resignation of Schneiderman was, quote, absolutely right, following allegations of violence against women by the fellow Democrat. Healey has joined Schneiderman in several lawsuits against the Trump administration and told reporters today that the work of their offices will forge ahead. Healey signed onto a lawsuit led by Schneiderman last month, challenging the administration's decision to add a citizenship question to the federal census. Healey called the allegations by Schneiderman, quote, troubling and disturbing, but says the Office of Attorney General is always bigger than one AG. The women, of course, described being slapped and choked, verbally abused and threatened by Schneiderman. Schneiderman has implied his conduct was either welcomed by the women or not, or was not, as they described. Meanwhile, in Michigan, authorities believe up to half a dozen bodies of missing girls could be buried in a wooded area northeast of Detroit. Warren Police Commissioner Bill Dwyer tells WJBK-TV that officers are excavating today at the site in Malcolm Township for the remains of 12-year-old Kimberly King, who was last seen in 1979. Dwyer says, quote, there's maybe 4 to 6 other girls that have been reported missing that are buried there, and that police certainly are convinced we have the right area. King lived in the Detroit suburb of Warren, as did 13-year-old Cindy Zarzicki, who disappeared in 1986 after being lured to a Dairy Queen. Arthur Ream led police to the area and Zarzicki's remains in 1986. Zarzicki had been dating Ream's son at the time of her disappearance. Ream was convicted in her murder and is currently serving a sentence of life in prison. WKRB News Time is now 5:52. In Mountain View, California, with the latest in phones, some of the features that Google is announcing at its annual developers conference won't be coming to Samsung phones. Google and Samsung have increasingly become competitors, as Samsung launches services that duplicate what Google already offers on Android. And Google is making a test version of the upcoming Android P operating system available on some phones, but none of them are from Samsung, the leading maker of Android phones. Samsung owners will have to wait several months for a later version. But the new system promises better battery life and brightness adjustments with the help of artificial intelligence. Likewise, Samsung's camera app won't get a built-in lens feature that lets Google offer information after taking a photo of a building or sign. Samsung has been developing its own Bixby Vision. It's not immediately known which company made the call to withhold the features that were announced today. I know I'd like a better phone with battery life. Meanwhile, in Hawaii, with the volcanic eruption, scientists are confirming that volcanic activity has paused at all 12 fissures that opened up in a Hawaii community and oozed lava that has burned 35 structures so far. But officials warn that hazardous fumes continue to be released from the cracks in the ground. Residents of the Leilani Estate subdivision were evacuated last week after the first fissure opened on a street. They're being allowed back to check on their properties again today. Officials say they may return from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day until further notice. A nearby subdivision was also forced to evacuate. Officials aren't allowing residents of Lenipuna Gardens back in because of dangerous volcanic gases. The Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency has set up a community information center at a church. WKRB News Time is now 5:54. Finally tonight, out of Chicago, whether to get screened for prostate cancer is a question that men aged 55 to 69 should decide themselves in consultation with their doctors. That's according to finalized guidance from an influential panel of healthcare experts. New evidence suggests PSA blood tests can slightly reduce the chances of dying from the disease in some men, so those decisions may be a little easier. Though screening can sometimes lead to drastic, needless treatment, the panel says that can sometimes be avoided with close monitoring when cancer is detected. The government-appointed U.S. Preventive Services Task Force had earlier opposed the routine screening. It still says men age 70 and up should not be screened. The new guidance published today echoes other groups' advice and affirms draft recommendations that were issued last year. We will talk about what happened on this day in history and give you a final check of your traffic and weather together, and also give you our thought for today when the update with Brandon Julian for a Tuesday evening returns in just 60 seconds.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, "Good evening, officer." A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, "I'm a catch," more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Brandon Julian from New York. It's 6 o'clock. Do you know where your boyfriend is? This is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Welcome back to The Update with Brandon Julian here at 90.3 WKRB. We are also streaming online at WKRB.org. Our WKRB news time is now 5:57. It is time to talk about what happened on this day in history for this May the 8th. The highlight of this day came in 1978 when David R. Berkowitz pleaded guilty in a Brooklyn courtroom to murder, attempted murder, and assault in connection with the Son of Sam shootings that claimed six lives and terrified New Yorkers. Berkowitz was sentenced to six consecutive life prison terms. In 1429, the siege of Orleans during the Hundred Years' War ended as English troops withdrew after being defeated by French forces under Joan of Arc. In 1541, Spanish explorer Hernando de Soto reached the Mississippi River. In 1660, the British Parliament moved to restore the monarchy by declaring that Charles II had been the country's lawful king since the execution of his father, Charles I, in 1649. In 1794, Antoine Lavoisier, the father of modern chemistry, was executed on the guillotine during France's Reign of Terror. In 1884, the 33rd President of the United States, Harry S. Truman, was born in Lamar, Missouri. In 1921, Sweden's parliament voted to abolish the death penalty. In 1945, President Harry S. Truman announced on radio that Nazi Germany's forces had surrendered and that the flags of freedom fly all over Europe. In 1958, Vice President Richard Nixon was shoved, stoned, booed, and spat upon by anti-American protesters in Lima, Peru. In 1962, the musical comedy A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum opened on Broadway. In 1973, militant American Indians who had held the South Dakota hamlet of Wounded Knee for 10 weeks surrendered. In 1984, the Soviet Union announced it would boycott the upcoming Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles. And in 1996, South Africa took another step from apartheid to democracy by adopting a constitution that guaranteed equal rights for whites and blacks. WKRB News Time is now 5:59.
Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies, it's time for Traffic and Weather Together.
Final check of your subways if you're heading out to the train right now. Some of your southbound R trains are running on the Q line in both directions. From Canal Street to DeKalb Avenue, expect delays on your N, Q, R, and W trains. This is because of ongoing signal problems at Whitehall Street South Ferry. Any passengers that bypassed R train stations in Lower Manhattan may request a block ticket from station agents to re-enter the system for service on nearby lines. Other than that, all your other subways are running on or close to schedule. Alternate side parking and meter rules are in effect, and garbage and recycling is on schedule. Final look at our forecast tonight. If you are stepping out the door this evening, we'll have mostly clear skies, then becoming partly cloudy as the night goes on. Our lows will be in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow for your Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. Our highs will be in the upper 60s. Currently outside at JFK Airport, it is 62 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Our humidity is at 65%. Our winds are out of the southeast at 9 miles per hour. 62 degrees. We're going down to the lower 50s this evening. Our thought for today is from Eric Severide, an American news commentator born in 1912 and died in 1992. Our thought for today is the biggest big business in America is not steel, automobiles, or television. It is the manufacture, refinement, and distribution of anxiety. I'm going to let you guys ponder on that as we say, in the words of Walter Cronkite, that is the way it is. Tuesday, May the 8th, 2018. That is the update for this Tuesday evening, a very busy Tuesday evening. I'm Brandon Julian. We appreciate you joining us tonight. Hoping your news is good news. We're back tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock for all of us at WKRB. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great night.